Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Republican primary contest to replace retiring Congressman Matt Rosendale in Montana's Eastern District U.S. House race is continuing to take shape, with the number of Republicans running in the primary now down to 8. Last Friday, former state lawmaker Ed Walker, who is currently the state chairman of an organization that advocates for federal term limits, announced the suspension of his campaign. One of those left is state auditor and commissioner of insurance, Troy Downing.
My plan after I get elected is to do exactly what I do, do the work, and work my way into leadership, because I think having Montana have a spot in leadership in Congress is going to be incredibly meaningful, because a lot of the issues that I deal with, even in my current job, are these big federal ideas that don't work in an agriculture state, that don't work in a rural state, that don't work in an energy state, and we need to have a front seat at the table to make sure that Montana is as best represented as it possibly can.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
Put your backs into it.
Captain, you might consider talking to a specialist about your anxiety.
I can't do that without a referral from my doctor, and I marooned him on an island.
If you have a Pacific Source health plan, Captain, you're not required to have a referral.
Pacific Source health plans, you say? Excellent. I've done some of my best work in the Pacific.
No referrals required to see a specialist. Just another way Pacific Source health plans goes beyond what's required. Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Reports of a nuclear power plant located in Butte are not real, according to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. They began circulating on television and radio following a meeting last week of the Butte Silver Bowl Council of Commissioners, where an Anaconda man said he intended to build a 500-megawatt nuclear power plant in Butte to power a business manufacturing air purifying equipment. A Hamilton Downtown Association facade improvement program is helping with building improvements. Funding started with the grant but has evolved, and the money is not from taxpayers, but instead money that has been donated to the Hamilton Downtown Foundation. So far, a review committee has approved 8 projects and is reviewing 5 more. Glacier Bank and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines have awarded $190,000 to 17 nonprofit organizations in western Montana. The grant funding will support the nonprofit's essential services, affordable housing initiatives, and other societal needs. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.